Pennsylvania native Hannah Milliken Blair helped the Patriot cause as much as she could while respecting her pacifist Quaker faith. Frequently, Patriot militia or part-time soldiers and supporters would take to the woods in this region to hide when word came of Loyalist or Tory raids. Stories accepted as true by the United States government after the war say Blair kept them supplied with food, clothing, and medicine, and ferried messages. She apparently saved the lives of men she was hiding twice. One pair supposedly sought help at her home in this vicinity while being chased. She put them in her corn crib and blithely continued shucking ears as the Tories failed to find them. Another time, the infamous Loyalist leader Colonel David Fanning arrived in search of a visiting patriot. She ripped open her feather mattress, shoved the visitor inside, sat down, and began mending the tear. When Fanning entered and demanded to look around, she said, "Thee may search as thee pleases." On one of her mercy missions, she was captured by Tories. She claimed she was only helping a sick neighbor and refused to give the Patriots up. For her efforts, the Blair home and all their belongings were put to the torch. After the war, the United States government recognized her service by giving her a veteran's pension. She lived to age 95. Hannah and her husband Enos are buried at the marker. Little is known about Enos. He is believed to have served in the Patriot militia.